AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Francis urged all people of all nations to find courage during this holy year to silence the sounds of arms and overcome divisions. In his traditional Christmas message to the city and the world, he said, in contemplating the crib of Bethlehem, he thinks of the Christian communities in Israel and Palestine, particularly in Gaza, where he described the humanitarian situation as extremely grave. He wished for a ceasefire, the release of hostages, and that aid be given to people worn out by hunger and war. Israel and Hamas have been trading accusations of complicating ceasefire talks. Meantime, Rika Ann Garcia reports a hospital official says three infants have frozen to death in Gaza's tent camps.
Dr. Ahmed Al-Farah, director of the Children's Ward at Nasser Hospital, told the AP that the hospital received their bodies after they died of hypothermia. This is a screaming example of the consequences of this unfair war and its impact on the people of the Gaza Strip, especially children. Infants can't tolerate low temperatures. This war needs to end in any way and for families to return to their homes. The babies were 21-day-old Sila Mahmoud Al-Farah, an infant who was a month old, and another who was only 3 days old. Doctors say that all three infants had no underlying health conditions. Concerns have been growing about winter this year in the Gaza Strip. There's a shortage of blankets and warm clothing, little wood for fires, and the tents are worn out after months of heavy use, according to aid workers and residents. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine says a massive Russian missile barrage targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving 500,000 people in the Kharkiv region without power. And the Taliban say Pakistan's airstrikes on eastern Afghanistan have killed 46 people, mostly women and children. This is AP News. NFL scores. Chiefs beat the Steelers 29-10, Ravens over the Texans 31-2. And this one wouldn't have been under your tree, but Shelley Adler reports some Americans have something coming from the IRS.
About 1 million taxpayers will automatically receive special payments of up to $1,400 from the IRS in the coming weeks. The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.